Hello everyone. We are going to now go through retail banking. So we know what is, so let's start with the first basic question that comes to our mind is what is banking? How did the word banking came about being? It is said that banking has come from an Italian word called banca, which means bench. So there was a lane in Italy where all the people who would give loans or take loans, whether in form of cash or gold coins or some material, they used to sit on these benches, and therefore the word banca came, and from banca came banking. And similarly, when someone could not pay his debts, they would break the bench, as a result of which the word bankrupt come. But let's not get into bankrupt, let's look at banking. Now banking, in banking there are various segments. So you have corporate banking or wholesale banking as it is called, or retail banking. This book talks about retail banking, so we are going to cover only the retail aspect of it. And as a consumer, a retail consumer, we interact a lot on retail banking, and therefore for us many of these things will be little common, so we will be able to relate much better and hopefully get more insights. What we will cover in this next few sessions is go through the product, what happens in the branch primarily when you go and deposit your money, when you want to take some loan, what happens behind the scene which we are not aware, whether it is technology, whether we call centralized operation, corporate office and things like that. So we'll try to cover quite a few things around it, and hopefully by end of it you will have a much better grasp about the workings of a bank, especially the retail banking side. So as I said, we'll look at what are the objectives of this, we'll take an overview, and why we are getting so keen, because as our demographics improve, our GDP grows, bank plays an important part, and therefore there's a huge amount of growth that is happening on the banking space, and therefore it makes for an exciting knowledge base. And if you're working for a bank or in associated financial services, it makes it even more exciting. So what we'll cover in next few sessions is we'll understand the growth of retail banking, from where it has come, how it is growing. Retail banking, it grows around 24 to 25%. It has grown about 24 to 25% over last two decades, which is phenomenal considering that our average inflation would be 8%. So that means 17% plus it has grown in real terms, which is amazing. If you were in banking space, you would have done extremely well. Now, retail banking is, as we said, it's an arm of banking facilities and services which are given to individual and entities depending on bank to bank. Some banks, for example, consider sole proprietor as retail or even partnership as retail, while some consider as an SME and therefore treat them a little bit differently. So normally what is bank? Bank just does two functions from a retail customer perspective. One, it accepts deposit, that is the money from you, and then it gives you loan. Now where does it give you loan? Does it give you loan to make do business? No, it does not give you loan to take business because that's a different segment and a different way to treat it. They primarily give you loans so that you could enjoy some products and services and then pay the bank what we typically call an EMI. A housing loan is a good example of a consumption loan, where you take loan from the bank to buy a house, primarily where you will stay, and then over a period of 15 years, 10 years, 20 years, depending on the details that you have taken and your ability to repay, you pay back the bank on what is known as EMI or equated monthly installments, and therefore once all the EMIs are paid, the loan gets zero and you get your papers back. So what has happened in retail banking growth? So primarily we can take the growth right up to, because banking is very trust kind of thing. So the growth actually started, one can say, after nationalization of 14 banks in 1969. Banking slowly became one of the most important activities where it was more than commercial or social activity as well. And then with opening up of economy, new generation private sector banks came, which were very customer centric and they were very focused on customer and driven by profits. And therefore the growth happened very fast. And everyone with new competition coming in, there was a run to get growth in market share and therefore have a dominant presence in the market. And therefore, retail banking became one of the most vibrant business in the country. Because it became very vibrant, all the banks wanted to reach out to more and more customers. Therefore, they started opening up branches. We have seen in last 10 years more branches being opened as compared to last 50 years because of this reason. Because the bank branches expanded, the business expanded, it became very important to get people who had knowledge of banking. So there were a lot of institutes which came up, banking training started happening and things like that. Today also, retail banking is one of the leaders of growth. And as we speak, more and more branches are getting opened. There is a lot of emphasis by the government of India to reach out to make more and more population, banking population. So reach out more and more into tier 2, tier 3 rural areas to get more and more people to open accounts. And therefore, it is part of the financial inclusion initiative of the government. Now, as the business grows, as more and more banks come into being, there would obviously be a case of some mergers, some consolidations that will take place, and that is what is happening. The recent example being Kotak Mahindra Bank taking over ING Vysya or merging with ING Vysya and therefore becoming a bigger entity. And what is very important to notice, technology has played a very big part in this growth of retail banking. And as we go along, we'll see more and more usage of technology and help the bank to grow. So with that, we end this section and then we'll go into the next section.